So, I'll start now with your job. What tempted you to join Rice State University?
Well, at the time, I was working at a local hospital, and I was doing technology work for them, and I was responsible for coverage at the hospital. I was responsible for a second campus that was about 15 minutes north of the hospital, and I was also responsible for a elderly care facility that was 15 minutes the other direction from the hospital. So basically, I was one person covering three different locations, and basically, I was getting burnt out. So I applied for the Wright State position. It just kind of worked out that this position was available, and I was looking for another position, so that worked out.
Did any of your parents contributed in having you secure this job?
Directly, no, but I would just say that they usually supported me in whatever decisions that I made. So, but they had no direct influence in me getting the job here at Wright State.
So yourself only you struggle looking for this job.
Correct. Right.
What are your main duties and responsibilities in the School of Medicine?
Within the School of Medicine, I would say my main duty is to make sure that students can access their online materials. We record all of our scheduled lectures, and we also do offline recordings of the faculty members. So myself and my department are responsible to make sure that those articles are available to the students. We also cover all the high-stakes testing.
How long have you been working in the School of Medicine?
So every time there is a course test, I think at last count we have 53 exams in an academic year. So my group is responsible for maintaining that question database, the security of the questions, and also the deployment to the students. So those would be my main responsibilities.
So you mean, if a student does not come to the School of Medicine, they can still view the courses online?
Yes, but it's also at the discretion of the instructor. So depending on the type of learning activity it is, if it's just a normal lecture, typically we will record that and post it online later for the student. If it is a graded session or an active learning session or a review type session, we kind of leave that up to the discretion of the faculty member as to whether or not it's recorded. So,
What other technical duties, if any, do you do apart from your main responsibility?
let's see, as of August of this year, it'll be 13 years. So,
Not a
been a
time.
little while.
In which school have you graduated from?
Just about anything that deals with technology, I'm involved with in one way, shape, or form. Actually, all the technology we use in both of our lecture halls and in our lab, I'm responsible for. So if any of that should happen to go down, myself or one of my team is responsible for trying to get that repaired or troubleshooting.
Does it happen every time, or it happens once a week?
We have Luckily, I have a pretty good team, so we've figured out ways, around the common problems that we might have. Like if we have mics go out, we're pretty quick to adjust those or adjust to those situations. We really don't have, we don't really consider those problems. That's just kind of what happens in the normal course of business. Usually, when we have a big problem, like the recording machine will go down if we have a catastrophic failure of the recording machine. If we had to have a failure of the switch in the podium, which will control, what's being displayed on the projectors. If things go wrong with that, and that's typically when I get called in. And then if I can't figure it out, or if one of my team can't figure it out, that's when we'll contact the vendors.
So you have to reschedule the right lecture.
Not necessarily. We usually don't cancel a lecture unless it's really technology dependent. If we happen to miss a recording, you know, we just apologize to the students. We make no guarantees that, you know, we're 100% with all the lectures. I mean, it's technology and it does fail.
Okay.
But we've lost very few recordings since I believe we started recording every lecture in 2003. So we have a pretty good track record so far.
Yes. Before joining Wright State, where have you worked?
Well, when I started down this path, I was really interested in photography. So I have an associate's degree in commercial photography and professional imaging. The professional imaging side got into desktop publishing. That's where I started my work on the Macintosh platform and also video editing. So I kind of had a hodgepodge of skills when I graduated with my associate's degree. And then when I started working at Wright State, I decided to go back for my undergrad degree. That's when I went down the IT path. I have an undergrad in information systems from the School of Business.
Here
at Wright State.
Okay.
And I continued on with my Master's of Information Systems here at Wright State. So those are my three main degrees.
Okay. Do you think your qualification matches the current position?
When I graduated with my associate's degree, I worked at a company called Huffy Service First. They were owned by Huffy Corporation. And what our company did is we went into retailers such as Sears, Walmart, Target, Kmart, and our technicians would build bicycles, put together gas grills, build lawn tractors. We would do set up Christmas trees in Kmart. So my piece of that was I worked in the training department. So I would write training for our technicians. I would videotape any special, you know, skills that they might need to do a project. And then basically that was sent out across the country to our technicians. So I was basically the videographer, but I also did some scripting and things for them. I did that for about 4 years. I worked briefly for a communications company called CADCOM Communications, where I did some video and audio work. Not much. They ended up closing shortly after I joined their team. And then that's where I started working at the hospital. And I was there for approximately 8 months before I moved to Wright State. So that's my professional work history.
So it is all, you have been moving from one place to the other.
Right.
Okay. Did any of your previous experience contributed to your success?
I think I've kind of worked myself into this position. Unfortunately, in today's technical world, it's really hard to find somebody that has all the skills you need. You really need to find somebody who is a learner.
Yes.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, and I'm not embarrassed to say that I'm not an expert in any one field. But I do have the skill of going out. I know what questions to ask, you know, security concerns, you know, and, you know, viability of systems. You just start learning, you know, what questions to ask vendors, you know, what questions to ask your clients. And it's really not a matter of, you kind of build your questioning skills to hone down, you know, what is the end product, what is the goal, you know, what does your client need. So I kind of developed those skills over the years, but I wouldn't say that I walked into this position with that knowledge.
Yeah, because most of people, if you ask, this is a tough question, normally they will work on it till they get what they wanted, but in the beginning they'll just be doing different things, but not
right.
specifically what they have studied.
Exactly.
How do you feel about your present position?
I think as far as my success here at Wright State, the knowledge I got on the Macintosh platform at Huffy, at the time, the Macintosh platform was really the only non-linear editing platform. And this was back in 1996, 97 when I started doing this. And Mac was really the only answer.
Okay.
So, and I was the only person in the company, entire company,
that
had the Mac. So I was my own support. So I was kind of forced to learn all this because, you know, even the IT guys had no idea how to help me. So, you know, some days it was aggravating because I had nobody else to call for help. But then again, I look back and it kind of really helped me out because, you know, I was forced to figure this stuff out on my own.
Okay.
So I think that past experience definitely helped me walk into the right state. Because at the time when I was hired, we had Macintosh Computer Labs. So when I started, I was actually the manager of the computer labs at Wright State. So.
Oh, okay. Do you face any obstacles in this position?
Right now, it's challenging. I mean, most days it's rewarding, but just like everyone else on the campus, you know, my other colleagues, you have to balance priorities and budget.
Yes.
and you also have to deal with a lot of personalities, just like you do anywhere else.
Yes.
But it's most days I like it, but there's challenges every day. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's right now I'm happy. So
in every walk, you know, you face these challenges.
You do.